The following message comes to you from the pulpit of Zion Primitive Baptist Church in Zion, Alabama. For more information, please visit us online at zionpbc.com.
I want to welcome you today to the Zion Primitive Baptist Church podcast. This podcast is an outreach of Zion Primitive Baptist Church, which is located in the Zion community near Gordo, Alabama. I'm Elder Chris McCool, and I serve as pastor of Zion Primitive Baptist Church. We are a congregation of believers in the sovereign grace of God, where families worship together through the simple practice of preaching, praying, and singing. If you live in this area or are visiting here, we would love to have you attend worship services with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and the first and third Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. I'm happy to note that our daily podcast is featured on Grace Alone Radio, which you can find at gracealoneradio.net. You can find the schedule on the website, and you can also download an app to your phone so that you can listen wherever you are. Grace Alone Radio is a 24-hour streaming service which carries the message of God's sovereign grace around the clock and around the world. Zion Primitive Baptist Church is located at 9487 County Road 49, Gordo, Alabama. That's near the intersection of County Road 49 and Alabama Highway 159, about 8 miles north of Gordo, Alabama, and about 10 miles northeast of Reform, Alabama. If you're interested in finding more sermons, you can go to our website at zionpbc.com. That's zionpbc.com, where you'll find all of our posted sermons, as well as a link to subscribe to our podcast. You can also subscribe to our website, which will update you every time a new sermon is posted. When it comes to our discipleship, the question ought to be asked, do other people see God in us? In order for them to see Him in us, we must be living godly lives. And the way to live a godly life is to live a life of love. Love for God and love for others. In 1 John 3:18, we are told not to love in word only, but in deed and in truth. Join us today as we hear from Elder Kenneth Nowell about living in such a way that other people will see God dwelling in us. Due to the length of the sermon, we will not have a song selection today, but we'll go straight into the message.
This evening, I'd like to think about, it's a blessing to see the Lord, but do people see the Lord in us? Sometimes I shudder to think of how oftentimes they do not see the Lord, they see the world. Over in 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, I love to read Gospel of John and 1 John. He has a lot about love. 1 John 3, verse 18. John writes, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And then in verse 23, he says, "And this is His commandment." Who's he speaking of? The Lord. He said, "And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment." This wasn't just one of those things that, you know, it should be, or, you know, yeah, I think it's a good idea for you to do this. No, this is one of those commandments that we have. And if we would turn over to John's account, in John chapter 13, verse 34, John chapter 13, verse 34, says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Brethren, that's a high bar. Yep. To love one another as Christ loves us. I oftentimes think about writings where it says that points out to the husbands, it says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church." I hope y'all are doing better than I am. I hope my wife knows I love her. But as Christ loves the church, that's love. That's powerful love. But he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this, he's speaking of this new commandment right here, this act. He says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So when we started off reading, love not in just word, and indeed, you know, but indeed, in doing. And that's why I love to read the King James. It says right here, it says, have love one to another. Most of the other versions nowadays have kind of watered everything down. It says love for one another. Well, you can have love for somebody, but never show it. You can have love for somebody, but never do anything about it. You can love somebody from afar, if you will. We're not a bunch of stalkers here. We need to get busy. We don't want to love from afar. I mean, if you have loved ones that moved off and they are afar, you can still love them, but you can pick up the phone and call them. You can send them something. You could go see them. And that's what we need to do as God's people. We need to be set aside from this world. This world is all about you. You, 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 you. Me, 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 me. It's selfish. What did the Lord say over in Luke 9:23? If any man shall come after me, be like him. Don't you want to be like Jesus? If any man shall come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Luke's account says daily. Daily. That's something we need to be working on each and every day. And here in John 13, he says in 35, says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. I'd love to think about I'd be accounted as one of his disciples. And we're talking about, does people see God in me? Well, to see God in me, that means I'd have to be living a godly life. I need to be doing the commandments of the Lord. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, this is one commandment right here. It says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. But again, we got to put some effort behind it. We need to actively love. That's not just loving from afar. That's that charity, that love in action. Actually putting some effort behind your words. You know, I think I've used this, I probably even use it here, but the analogy that, you know, I could tell my wife every single day that I loved her. But if I never did anything to show that love, if I never did anything to prove that, she'd have reason to doubt. Does God have reason to doubt that I don't love Him? I'm so thankful He's long-suffering. I'm so thankful for His mercies. You know, we read that they're new every morning. Thank God for His merciful kindness. But because of that, because we know this, because we know He's such a great God and we're supposed to be disciples of the Lord, then we need to take on that. We need to act upon that loving kindness. We need to put on bowels of mercies. We need to do this as God's people. And He says, By this act shall all men know that you're my disciples. Do you want to be labeled as one of the Lord's disciples? As for a disciple is to be as his master. So are we a disciple of Christ? Or are we a disciple of the world? It's either or. Can't be both. You know, some people, we like to think, well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm toeing that line, you know. It's either or. You know, I'm not an absoluter. I don't believe in the predestination of all things. But that's one of those absolutes. It's either or. You're either serving the Lord or you're serving yourself. And you know what? I came pre-programmed to serve myself. Nobody had to teach me to be selfish. Nobody has to remind me to be selfish. But oftentimes I'm having to remind myself not to be selfish. To serve the Lord. To have that love one to another. And if we're going to have that love one to another, that charity love, that love in action, I need to turn over to Romans 12. You know how Romans 12 starts out and says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Well, that sacrifice that we have, sometimes it's a sacrifice of love. Sometimes we'll have to take some of our time. You know, time is precious, right? We're not promised tomorrow, but one of those things that we have is time. And if we're, and I tell you, you know, like little kids, it's easy to see. You've got some people that all they want to do is just buy them stuff and just and throw money at them. But they don't care about that. What they really remember is the ones that spent time with them, the ones that took time with them. Aren't you thankful that God took the time to come to where you were? I'm thankful He came to where I was. So that's the reason we read in here that it's a reasonable service. Well, for one thing, it's a commandment of the Lord that we have love one to another. And that sacrifice, that holy and acceptable, and live your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2, he says, and be not conformed to this world. Because if you're doing that, if you're showing forth that love, having that charity in your mind, not shutting up those bowels of compassion for one another, and wanting to show forth the love of God out in this world and let them see God in you, in your life, brothers and sisters, you will be set apart. You will stand out. And thank God for it. Because we need to be able to see that. That's what he said over in Matthew chapter 5, talking about letting your light shine. Well, yeah, you got to let your light shine. You got to stand out. Because there may be somebody who's not letting their light shine, who's got their light under that bushel. But they see your light, and it might help them to shine forth a little brighter and a little brighter. And as a church, this is supposed to be a refuge from the world. This should be a very bright place. I'm thankful for the lights that we have in here. It kind of be kind of dark by now, but I'm thankful for the light that I've seen in my life. I'm thankful for those shining beacons that I have seen in my life and that have been there in my life in the times past. Maybe I've been going through the darkness of the valley. Maybe I have been wandering around, groping in the dark, but then I see a light that reminds me, I have a hope in Christ. There's better things to come. I can come to the church house, no matter what condition I feel in. Maybe I've been down in the dumps. And you heard that old saying, if you see somebody without a smile, give them one of yours. If you see somebody that's blinded, give them a little light. Let that light shine. Sometimes it may be a sacrifice to show a little love to somebody, but it's well worth it. You know, in the world's economy, if you want something, you pretty much have to hoard it up. But in God's economy, you want more love, you give more of it away. Amen. You show forth that love. Having that love one to another. But and skip on down Romans chapter 12 to verse 9. It says, let love be without dissimulation. That's a word that I don't really use very often. I'll be honest. I don't. But it's like being fake. Yeah. Don't have that fake love. You know, I even heard one time, it's like that old saying about fake it till you make it. Well, if that's what you got to do to make it, That's what we need to be, that's what we need to be striving for, to make it. But don't let your love be fake. Don't be like, well, putting on a fake persona. You know, it's like, well, I love you so much, or whatever. I'd do anything in the world for you, but you don't mean it. No. Let our yeas be yeas, nays be nays. It says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Preferring one another. Having that brotherly love. You know, in where we were in John chapter 13, earlier in that chapter, we have that wonderful example about Christ getting down at the disciples' feet and washing their feet. What better example of humbling yourself and serving your brethren? Can you think of that? The Lord Himself. He's the one that spoke this universe into existence. Has all power. But He knelt down and washed their feet. And He says, if I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought to wash one another's feet. Amen. Now, if you grew up like I did, that word ought, that ain't a suggestion. No, that carries weight. Ye ought to do it. And I tell you, when we're talking about letting love be without dissimulation, how can you be angry at somebody when you're kneeling down and washing their feet? How can you have anger towards somebody and do that? It's a great example. It's the best example because it's the one that Christ gave to us. So be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. And then over in chapter 13, verse 8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in the saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. When we have that real love, that not that fake love, but when we have that real love, that charity, beloved, putting it in action, brothers and sisters, it's helping us to keep our mind upon Christ, putting Him centered in the focus of our daily walk. And we won't want to do these bad things. We won't want to stray from the side. I'm not saying you won't ever stray, because I know I've strayed in my life. I know I've gone off course. But I tell you what, there is way to get back. And when we're putting this into practice, it's a lot easier to go to the Lord, having that love. And verse 10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. When you're truly loving like Christ, you're not wanting to do anything wrong to your neighbor. Your mind is better. Your mind is more focused on Him. And not this world. And then verse 13, this is the interest of time. Verse 13, it says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and not in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. You want people to see Christ in you, put Him on. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. By putting Him on and focusing on that love, the right kind of love, people will see Christ in us. Oh, I'd love for people to see Christ in me. Not for my own satisfaction, not for my own glory. You remember, that's the thing about letting your light so shine before men so they may see your good works. So why? They may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Brethren, if we're doing good works, it's only because the grace of God has shined in our hearts. The only reason we call upon the Lord is because the Lord has touched and tendered our heart first. You know that whole, that we love Him because why? He first loved us. It starts with Him. Over in Colossians chapter 3, you know, I love the way Colossians chapter 3 starts off. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ. I love to think about that. The Lord Himself said, because I live, ye shall live also. We have a promise because He lives, we live. So we can be resurrected. We're risen with Him. He says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. When we're focusing on Him, when we're living for Him, when we're trying to focus our life, our affection, there's not an S on the end of that. It's affection, whole heart on Him. People will see Him in us. But in verse 9, again, it says, lie not one to another. Don't do anything that's like that. Yeah, I hate it when somebody lies to me. That causes strife. That causes doubt. That causes contention. There shouldn't be any friction. I mean, yeah, we're a bunch of sinners. There's going to be some friction, right? But I tell you, when there's more love, it's almost like that oil. It keeps everything running smooth. He says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, free, but Christ in all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. You are the elect family of God. This message was to the Colossian brother. Yes, it is. But it says, as the elect of God. I'm looking at the elect family of God tonight right here. He says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Brother Chris, I'd need about another 2 hours to go over the whole forgiveness thing. But hopefully y'all can just know that forgiveness is a big part. It is a big part. That helps. But without love, there'll be no forgiveness. In verse 14, and he says, above all these things, above all that we've been talking about, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. We want our churches to grow. We want our families to be stronger. Brothers and sisters, we need to be putting on charity. Not these charities that we see on TV. Donate a dollar and help save somebody's life. No, this is a charity that love in action. You know, I've heard it say sometimes, you know, the church is not a cruise ship where everybody's just laying around in a life of luxury. It's more like a battleship. All hands on deck. Everybody has a job to do. Sometimes our job is to love one another. You think, well, that's kind of strange to say. I say sometimes. I thought we were supposed to be doing it all the time. Yeah. But sometimes some folks are harder to love. I mean, I hope I'm not the only one that thinks that. Maybe I'm the one that's hard to love. Don't ask my wife. Don't worry about that. But it's all hands on deck. It's like I was saying earlier. Hope people can see Christ in me. Being that good example. You know, about letting your light shine, that where it says that no man lights a candle and puts it under a bushel. No, he puts it on a candlestick. Why? So it can give light to those that are around in the household. It could be a benefit to those. I tell you, when you're putting on Christ so people can see Christ in your life for the right reasons, right? for these reasons right here, to show forth the praises of God. When you're doing that, when everybody can see that, and you're being that shining beacon, it helps people that are going through tough times. I tell you, it's the church is so necessary for us to do this. If you're feeling burdened down, if you feel like you're going through the low down parts of sorrows in the valley, you need to come to church. So you can be lifted up. So you can receive some of that refreshing. This is a refuge, is it not? It should be. And especially if this church is filled with people that are putting on Christ. And they can recognize somebody's going through a hard time. They can give them a handshake, a hug, or an encouraging word, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, we have the technology. It doesn't matter if you're thousands of miles away. You can send somebody an encouraging word. Help one another. That's what we're here for. And especially if the Lord has blessed you and you just feel like you're riding on the mountaintops and everything's good in your life, you need to be here because you could be that one to reach down and help somebody up. Again, it's putting action behind our words. Let's not love in word only, but in deed and in truth. But he says, above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And back in 1 John 3, where we started, says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And he says, and hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things which are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment. Comes back to it, right? And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandments dwell in Him, and He in Him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. He has given us so much. We are so richly blessed. We have a Heavenly Father. We have that High Priest that can be touched with our infirmities. He knows what it's like to suffer. He knows what it's like to be tempted in this life. He knows these things. He's experienced those things. But yet without sin. That's who I want to put on. He says, and he that keepeth His commandments dwell in Him, and He in Him. Brothers and sisters, if we want people to see Christ in us, we need to put Christ on. We don't need to hide Him. We don't need to cover Him up. We don't need to be fake in our life, our walk. We need to be honest. We need to be upfront. You know, I have faults. We all have faults. We all come short of the glory of God. But our God is faithful. And He says, and he that keepeth His commandments. Remember, if you love me, keep my commandments. And the new commandment that He gave unto us. I know it's over 2,000 years old, but you know what? It's still just as relevant today. Have that love one to another. That charity, love in action. Brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that in the days to come, we can put Christ on and show forth His praises. Give Him the glory. And maybe we can help one another. Because that's what it's all about. That's what the church is here for. So let us have that love one to another. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on the Zion Primitive Baptist Church podcast. I hope the message has been uplifting and beneficial to you, and that the Lord will continue to bless you to grow in grace and knowledge of the truth. Join us again tomorrow for another message of God's sovereign grace. If you would like to subscribe to our website, please go to www.zionpbc.com and sign up for email updates. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact the church at zionpbc1847@gmail.com. That's zionpbc1847@gmail.com. Or you can email me directly at jchrismccool@gmail.com. That's the letter jchrismccool@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you is my prayer.
We thank you for listening to today's message. For more information, please visit us online at zionpbc.com.